Assessing the damage in Mississippi. I'm Ted Lindner, Fox News. Rescuers continuing to go through the rubble on Saturday. They were looking for missing folks from severe weather, including tornadoes, which ripped through Mississippi on Friday night.
You have the trees, the homes. It's mangled. It's unrecognizable because those properties aren't there anymore. But also the landscape completely changes. So you have people waking up today, returning to their homes if they were lucky enough to get out, looking around and not recognizing anything. Those who live there have become, unfortunately, accustomed to these nocturnal weather events. That's where you really can't even depend on your eyes to see what might be coming in front of you. Last night, this massive tornado was only able to be viewed by intermittent flashes of lightning and transformers blowing out in the distance.
Fox's Alexandria Hobbs. Zachary Hall is a storm chaser who saw the damage in the town of Rolling Fork.
The devastation inside Rolling Fork is bad. We were there last night when the tornado hit. We went back this morning. It's some of the worst damage that I've seen. I've been doing this now for about 6 years. It's pretty rough, for sure.
At least 25 people have died from the storm. Several others have been injured. 2 days after a drone launched by a suspected Iranian-backed militia killed a U.S. contractor in Syria, the U.S. launching airstrikes. This after more rockets launched at coalition bases. And now other attacks on troops there are coming to light. Fox Congressman Mike Waltz reacted to all this on Fox and Friends Weekend.
Why did we allow 78 strikes over the last 2 years from Iranian-backed militias on our forces? Why did we wait until someone was killed to then take action?
Six Americans were also injured in Thursday's attack. Pope Francis updating a 2019 church law aimed at holding senior leaders accountable for covering up cases of sex abuse. The new law making it clear that adults can be victims of abuse as well as children. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox. News.
A deadly blast at a chocolate factory in Pennsylvania has left at least 3 people dead. The search continues for several other people who are missing. It's all happening at a factory in West Reading, Pennsylvania.
The iconic R.M. Palmer Chocolate Factory has been in business since 1948, and these were its headquarters. Located about an hour and a half northwest of Philly, the company's website says more than 850 people worked here. At least 8 people were taken to the hospital with injuries because of this explosion. And sadly, this morning we learned 5 people are still unaccounted for. We've also confirmed that at least 2 people have died.
And the local police chief now confirming a 3rd person has died in that blast. The chief saying the rescue efforts provide hope, though, that others still could be found. Former President Trump denying wrongdoing in a rally on Saturday night in Waco, Texas, as he faces a possible decision by a New York grand jury to indict him over an alleged hush money payment to porn actress Stormy Daniels.
The innocence of people makes no difference whatsoever to these radical left maniacs. It is worse, actually, in my opinion. Hard to believe anything could be worse than this, but I think it's worse than ballot stuffing or media manipulation by the FBI.
He warns on his platform Truth Social there'll be, quote, death and destruction if he's charged with a crime. Israel's defense minister calling on Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu to halt legislation for a contested judicial overhaul after discussing its impact on national security with him Thursday. Netanyahu's legislation would give the Israeli parliament, the Knesset, and therefore the parties in power, more control. And Russian President Vladimir Putin ratcheting up the potential danger around Ukraine by introducing nuclear weapons to the region. Russia going to deploy 10 aircraft capable of carrying tactical nukes in next-door Belarus. I'm Ted Lindner. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.